This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brad Holmes says that the Cam Sutton situation, i.e. arrest, not on team, doesn't affect how they feel, doesn't affect their plan. I'm hoping he's lying. And that's what GMs are paid to do. I don't say that as an insult. Very few GMs who are any good at what they do actually tell the truth. But I just refuse to accept that Cam Sutton being on America's Most Wanted, tongue-in-cheek, of course, the point is you can't say that things are as they were. I think for a brief moment, we all sat here and went, wow, we don't have any needs going into the draft. Well, now, Josh.
That was a wonderful 24 hours.
It was fun. Josh Reynolds is now a Bronco, and Cam Sutton is possibly headed to a place he doesn't want to go. So I just asked the question. Does it change what you want to see happen at pick 29 in 29 days? Now, for me, no. Brad can choose best available player. It's what he does. I do believe he's truthful in that, and I'm not worried about it. Take whatever he wants in the draft. It's worked out more than it hasn't. However, he has admitted, and including in quotes, just even on today's audio, you fill needs in free agency. Well, I believe you have a need at corner. I'll leave wide receiver out, not because of Rico's fantasy about Donovan Peoples-Jones, but because
not my fantasy.
I was making sure you're paying attention.
Yeah.
Lions words. Think of it as a speed bump.
Okay.
I just want to make sure you understood the speed limit. Okay. Listen, they have a need at corner. There are veteran corners out there that can help this team. Don't we all agree they need to do something at corner? Unrelated to the draft. 248-539-9797. That's what we're talking about. Do you just want the callers?
Let's go to the people.
Let's do it. Let's go to Daniel, 97.1. Daniel, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's on your mind?
I just want to talk about, Josh Reynolds mainly. The Cam Sutton thing sucks, but, stuff just happens. But I'm happy that
a little nervous? Maybe he's just a little nervous.
Daniel will try it again down the line. I come on. Now listen, I put up with that from this guy because he's a GM. When you call in, we got to be able to get four or five words per
Throwing a flag. Because he doesn't. Didn't sound that way when he was kicking somebody out the building.
Oh, maybe the only come out when you know you're bad at your gig and you're making excuses.
I didn't hear not one
I'm going to kick your effing We'll try it again. We'll go to Lou, 97.1. What's up, Louis?
Good afternoon, Rico and Mike. It's been a while.
Hello,
let's
sir.
Have some decorum here, okay, guys?
Yes, Lou.
Let's tune it down a notch. We already lost a corner, and maybe it doesn't change your plan because they knew they were going to get a corner because we lost a decent one, even though he's hurt. He went back to Philadelphia. So maybe he's not lying. He just knows that he needs a corner anyway. so it might be more than one. I really was kind of hoping that needs-wise that we would have gotten possibly, you just say Clowney. I would have liked to have another edge rusher of decent notoriety or I don't know, just somebody better. The defensive tackle Reader is a great pickup. I still question the injury for Barnes at the end of the season. I believe he got hurt in the playoffs. And then, like you've touched around it, is the tools on defense where, you know, our defensive coordinator hasn't gotten nearly the toys that we got on offense. Reynolds leaving kind of hurts a little bit. I kind of would have liked to keep him around. I think these people, a lot of players had great years last year. I don't think you can expect that as the norm. Just, you know, ride it like that. And, we'll just patch a couple holes. I don't think that's the way you want to do it.
No, and I mean, Lou, like, the things we're asking for is, like, is Stephon Gilmore going to take more than 1 year? Play for a winner? Right. Patch it up? It's not when it happens, it's if it happens. I need them to bring a corner.
You're doing it at guard right now. You got a guy who I think is better than the one that left, and you're putting him next to Penny Sewell, who I think now that you talk about running mates with McNeil having Reader,
yep.
I think Penny Sewell having a ground pound guard is really going to do something for this team, especially on offense.
I'm with you.
And here's the thing. I think that you should reach out to Gilmore or somebody because you're coming from a different angle. Normally, if you're coming to Detroit, you have to overpay. You don't have to do that anymore. Hey, you want to be a part of a winning team. It's why you used to see people flock to the Patriots, like, because they were winning. And hey, you're the Lions. You're up and coming. Yes, you did not win a Super Bowl, but you know what? You're the darlings of the ball right now. So, yeah, why don't you want to come and play for this coach and play for this team?
Absolutely. You're talking about changing culture. You want to jump on that live wire and be part of that. You know, hey, I came here regardless if it was 1 year or what kind of contract, but I'm the one that got him over the hump.
Yep. Nah, Lou, I'm with you. And like I said, I don't think the draft is the place to do it. I actually think he's got a good approach to the draft. The only pick that it's very hard for me to ever take a running back that high. It's the same thing when Atlanta did it. Is Gibbs good? Yeah. I told you from the beginning, you'll like the player. I just philosophically don't understand taking a guy that high because I'm not going to pay him. There's no scenario I'll pay Jahmyr Gibbs in 4 years now. My point is, free agency's here. The Cam Sutton thing has created a hole. The Josh Reynolds thing, I don't know. I'm fine if they just figure that out. I feel like receiver is much easier to figure out.
It's one of those things. It's going to sound disrespectful, but it is kind of a dime a dozen position. If you get the right guy on the right team as the right fit, you go from being a nobody to all of a sudden everybody knows your name. So, yeah receiver, I'm not – because somebody's going to get released, whether it's a veteran receiver. And if they're willing to become the number three guy just to extend their NFL career, great. But you got a glaring need at corner.
That's right. I need somebody.
Like I got St. Brown and I got J-Mo. So receiver, I can live with just – that's one where you can kind of platoon – the number three guy until you find your guy.
And in essence, you could make a case that the combination of Montgomery and Gibbs play a role as a number four receiver or Laporta.
I was about to say Laporta's technically your number three receiver.
I can't fake it with the corners, especially when Carlton Davis is hurt every year.
You can't fake it with the corners when you take a look at who the Lions are going to play. You don't have the schedule you played for the last 2 years where you're playing a bunch of bottom feeders. You're playing a lot of playoff teams. You're playing a lot of teams with mobile QBs. You're going to have to stick to your man.
Hey, let's play the schedule game. Oh! Or not. 248-539-9797.
We'll do that when the dates come out.
Or not. Hopefully I'm in Saratoga. All right. We will get to more of your calls. We got deal breakers coming up. We also have a blitz to get to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I can't let it go. This is like, I don't know. It's like Leo DiCaprio holding onto that board and freezing to death. I can't let go of this Wyatt Langford thing. MLB.com has an interesting article, right? 24 hours before opening day. And you guys know I was Langford pre-draft. I didn't understand this Max Clark thing. I'm not drafting a high schooler. Wyatt Langford's breaking camp with the Rangers.
Right.
A World Series team. Context to Wyatt Langford's quick call-up is incredible. Can I just take 2 minutes on this?
Go ahead, man.
So basically, here's what you can expect. But here's the other players who have been called up with this level of quickness. Only a couple guys in the history of this game. All right, so I'll give you the good, the bad, and the ugly, and I'll go down the list. All right? No one's going to sit in there and be like, oh, this is super exciting. Pete Incaviglia did not play a single game in the minors. They called him straight up from college. Incaviglia, when he was in college, hit like 50 bombs. He led America. He had a 12-year major league career. John Olerud, everybody remembers him challenging 400. Played for 17 years. Now, Wyatt Langford has played 44 games in the minors, third quickest. Nolan Schanell, he's the kid for the Angels. We don't know if he's going to be any good, but he's up too. Andrew Vaughn has come up for the Chi Sox. Now, the problem for him is he had to learn how to play a different position. He's been league average. Dave Winfield, heard of him?
Mm-hmm.
Hall of Fame. Robin Yount, heard of him?
Mm-hmm.
Paul Molitor, mm-hmm. heard of him?
Brewers.
Okay. Will Clark. Heard of him?
Vaguely.
Ozzie Smith. Heard of him?
Doing backflips.
Another player who came up relatively quick like Wyatt Langford. Bo Jackson. Heard of him?
Yeah.
And the last one, kind of a dud, Lee Richard. The point I'm making is Wyatt Langford is in elite company for what he's doing. I hope I am wrong, but my God, does it feel like we've made a grave error here. When Scott Harris decided, well, I'm going to overslot in the second round and we're going to take a high schooler. Wyatt Langford could be starting for the Tigers in left field for the next decade.
So what you're saying, Mike, is this has a potential different sport, but missing out on a lot of Hall of Famers because you took Darko.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and baseball
when like baseball six or seven picks afterwards.
Baseball's a brutal projection.
I'm
not going to sit here and tell you I know. I'm making a point where we sit here today, what we are talking about. Wyatt Langford, elite hit tool, powered all fields, above average speed. He's not going to be an all-star outfielder. He's going to play left field and have an average arm. And you hope he can be an average left fielder. And you have a good center fielder and a good right fielder, and it's all good. He's going to be a guy that can challenge a 900 OPS. And he's here now. Opening day for the World Series champion Rangers.
How nice would that be?
Think about the buzz player in this town.
Right.
Now, here's the other thing. You know what the Tigers wouldn't do? They'd probably play the service manipulation game.
Oh, he's not quite ready.
My point is, Wyatt Langford, right now,
you're on fire.
Might be your third or fourth best hitter from day one.
Josh Reynolds moves on to the Broncos, and you're on fire.
I try. No, and again, maybe Wyatt Langford comes up and he's total ass. Maybe he's garbage. I'm making a point, like waiting on Max Clark, who could also be garbage or could be great. It never made sense to me. This division's for the taking, and tomorrow afternoon in Chicago, you start a 162-game quest to try to win this thing. And it's just, it kills me. Everybody going into the draft was like me. They were probably going to get Wyatt Langford if the Pirates passed on him. And instead, we took a high schooler.
Was it for money reasons?
By paying Clark, you could save there and then overpay in the second round and get this McGonagall kid they got, who's like the 98th best prospect in baseball now. I understand the theory. But what I also understand is this guy is a college bat from the SEC, where it just means more, and he has as advanced a hit tool as you're going to see, and he projects. See, Max Clark right now projects as a 15-home run hitter. And, well, the power, golly gee, Willikers, it'll develop. Wyatt Langford is projected as a guy who's going to hit 35. He is a power bat. He is a middle of the order, or if you're new wave, he's a guy I could put in the two spot for the rest of my life. And he's here now. It bums me out, man, because I think this division blows. But I thought the MLB thing, it's one thing to say Wyatt Langford's making it up after being drafted last summer.
No, no, Mike, good numbers.
The context is so scary.
But I am laughing because this is a little bit like you and Leo holding onto the board. I have a feeling, Kenny.
I won't let go, Rose.
This won't be the last time we bring this up. He hit a home run. Let's go back to this again.
I know. And I need to let it go because he's not here. And I don't know when we'll see Max Clark.
Hey, trust in Scott.
We'll just have home run highlights that will come back through, coming back from break.
Like this show's bumping back with Wyatt Langford bombs and gap shots. Is that what we're doing? No, I just...
I understand.
I get frustrated because it's... When fans begin throwing away years flippantly to defend their team, like, hey, you know, 2026, like, Chris will make the moves when he's ready. And I'm like, how do any of us know we're waking up tomorrow?
Oh, by the way, Kenny, that was an actual phone call yesterday.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Just so you know, that was an actual phone call.
I'm sorry, I missed it.
It's going to happen in 26.
No, this team's not ready. And I'm like, ready for what? The division's bad. I think 86, 87, 88 wins might get it done. You didn't like the Matt Chapman. Like I said, Kenny, I go, if you didn't want to sign Matt Chapman and you want to do your money ball deal, well, you can't play Pena at first. Fine. Then how do you double down and take a high schooler in the draft? At least if you take Wyatt Langford, you can advertise it to your fan base. This is an addition.
And Langford is ready right now on a World Series team. We don't know what Max Clark's going to turn out to be, but how many times have we said that about prospects that we were psyched about?
Wait till you get a look at Nate Cornejo. Wait till you get a look at Jeremy Bonderman.
Right, Kristen Stewart was supposed to be the next big thing, and he stunk at the major league level. Dowell Lugo, another one. There's so many.
Spencer Torkelson had all the pedigree. It took 3 years for us to get half of a good year from him. It's hard, man. Baseball's brutal. And maybe Langford ends up stinking. But I'd rather find out right now. And I don't think he's going to stink. Because there's not a scout, there's not anyone in the game right now who goes, this is fluky, or he has a hole in his swing.
So he's going to end up being like one of the like Braves type of rookies, where they just come in and immediately just start playing.
It sounds that way, because they have no reason to bring him up right now.
Right.
He forced his way up with the highest OPS in spring training of any player in the game.
Because you got to think that there was a lot of people in the room who were trying to do the whole service time, and they're like, no.
Yeah, here's what happened down in Texas to those people.
No, right, but we could spine. Save money. Yeah. But have you seen the kid play?
No,
but our bean counter sitting there, don't care. He's playing.
If Max Clark comes up in 2 years and you're looking at a Michael Harris, right, you're looking at a big-time ball player, great. But it will never make up for the space in between. Mm-hmm. I think we could have a really fun summer. I think, imagine us talking, or God forbid, playing in a wild card game this year. Why doesn't this customer base deserve that?
Yeah, imagine we don't have to break down Lions preseason games because we're talking about a pennant chase.
My plan is to just be in Saratoga all month and just go missing. Are you okay with that? Like, you'll know where I am, but no one else will.
Thanks, buddy.
My plan is to not be here for the preseason. Can we do that?
Well, you can't be there the whole time because I plan on leaving too.
Listen, it won't matter. We'll have Kenny host.
How about Stoney and Wojo? They could take over the show.
That's fine.
Do your invitational.
That's fine. All August long.
Right.
I don't want anything to do with preseason football. 248-539-9797. Let's get to the people. Raymond is up next. Raymond, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. You know, who needs Wyatt Langford? Because, you know,
this is the year that Javi Baez gets it right.
This. Best shape of his life.
Hit that bell.
Raymond wins the day. What's on your mind, dude?
Oh, not too much. I think when it talks about like Brad Holmes and, you know, the comments that he was making, I think he was speaking out of both sides of his mouth. You know, he's not, you know, Dan Campbell, where, you know, he can't tell a lie if his life depended on it.
Yeah.
Brad Holmes, I think part of what he was saying yesterday, just in my humble opinion, was just trying to maybe calm the fan base where, yes, we feel like we've got everything, you know, all set for the regular season, but don't kid yourself. They're going to go out and get a veteran corner before the start of training camp. I think they're going to probably add at least one corner in the draft. And chances are likely there's probably going to be one guy that comes through the unrestricted, you know, or the undrafted class, like a Jerry Jacobs, that, you know, maybe pops off the page in training camp. So as long as they get some sort of, you know, Stephon Gilmore, you know, in that respect, then I'm totally cool with it. But when it comes to the draft, I'm not changing the way that I'm drafting. Nope. Just go out and get the best guy. And, you know, if he needs to trade up to go and get a blue chip guy, then I'm totally good with that, too.
I'm with you. And that's where I don't even want to make the ask of something that I know isn't going to happen, which is altering the draft strategy. He's proven he's going to find a good football player. Cool. Now, if it coincides, like if we're on the supply demand chart and if the two worlds meet that the best available player that he likes also happens to be a corner, well, that would be perfection.
Right.
But I'm with you, Raymond. I need them to add a corner. There is no scenario I can enter the season with this defensive backfield room. You got to add somebody.
Absolutely. Yeah. 1,000%.
With you. By the way, how bad is Javi Baez when A.J. Hinch comes on these airwaves and it just admits, yeah, we got to bat him at the bottom of the order. I can't. And there are fans who defend it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mike, he makes so much money. You got to play him somewhere. No, you don't.
You know, I mean, well, what does it all matter? I mean, after all, they're giving us crazy puffs at the ballpark this year.
Bacon tater tots.
I'm sure Wojo's expansive piece after sponge bathing Ward Manuel will be all about the food menu down at Comerica. Oh, crazy puffs!
So you mean you wouldn't eat that?
No.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And yes, we're ready.
Yeah, hey, ready to play the game? Jeff is joining us today with David on vacation, having baby number 7 this week. Roberto, please.
All right, here we go. Number 1, Homeland Security has raided your home. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, no. I will tell you, I can't even believe the Diddy headlines, and like it's unbelievable.
I don't know what's going on there, man?
Yeah. Let's just move on.
Okay. So you guys have been on a lot of flights lately, and so let me know if what you would do in this circumstance. You're on a flight.
It's a drunken spring break flight to Vegas.
That sounds good. That's my kind of flight.
Will you please?
No announcement has been made yet, but upon landing, you turn your phone on. The stranger sitting next to you demands that you turn off that phone. He's not being polite. He's not saying please. He's telling you what to do. What happens next?
I put my earbuds back in and laugh in his face. What kind of maniac psycho Karen has a problem with your phone being on when the plane lands? The flight's over.
Yeah. It's upon landing, I said.
Oh, please.
You're kind of getting ahead of the game by turning your phone on. Not a big deal, but this guy seems to think it's a big deal.
Do you know there are plenty of times I've forgotten to put my phone on airplane mode? The thing still lands every time.
Is that even a thing anymore?
Yeah. I would simply say if we fall out of the sky, it's because I don't like you. I'm doing it out of spite for you, Karen.
Yes, Jeff.
Or Ken.
Yeah, my favorite thing to do with people like that is just act like they don't exist. So it would just be me looking at them like I'm looking at nothing.
Earbuds in,
just moving along.
Just nod approvingly.
Just moving along. Mm-hmm. Screw that.
Or I would just be like, you know, this phone, I don't know how to turn it off. How do you do? But I would just start hitting the button and just turn it into
a
scene.
Can I ask a real life deal breaker?
Yeah.
Because this was one of the worst flights of my life. I was on a flight about a month ago, and it involves an old person. So this is delicate now. Delicate. I can't say exact age, but if they were under 70, I have no... We're talking old. This guy knew what he was doing because every time he was going to rip ass, he would actually tilt in the seat.
No,
oh, yeah.
No,
oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. It smelled like Sex Panther. It smelled like dirty diaper and leftover Indian. And this was on a flight down to Florida. It was 3 hours of consistent colon blow. And I'm like, what do you say? Because he's old and decrepit, but yet he's nervy because he's tilting his right cheek up as if to let it out.
Right? Honest to God.
Make sure it doesn't get stuck in the seat. And the whole row of us knew.
The minute he gets off that plane, he should be detained by police.
Right.
Absolutely.
I didn't have the heart to say anything because he's old.
Bruh, it's why I still, even though the pandemic is over, I keep mask with me.
Rico,
when I fly.
This just for that. This would have burnt a hole through it.
Mike, can I ask a question that's important to the story here?
Yeah, man.
Was he pointing towards you or away from you?
It doesn't matter.
It's a great question.
It matters a little.
It's a great question. Luckily, there was
secondhand.
No, well, there was a middle.
I'm going to throw.
I was on the window. The middle seat was someone else. He was on the aisle tilting towards both of us, but the radius had the people in the row in front of him looking back going, oh my God. Like, everyone knew where the bomb was being detonated. He just didn't care.
Did he have a big ass-eating grin on his face?
No, I couldn't see his face because he was old and he had on a mask and stuff.
See, that's why, see?
But no, he had to know. He was tilting his ass.
He knew.
And see...
He went nose blind.
With the volume on these planes, people just take that as like, go ahead, right?
No. It wasn't the sound. It was the result. What should you say? He's old. And then if I say it, local Detroit radio host makes fun of old man. No. I sat there and I just dealt.
He was playing the trumpet right next to me.
It was awful.
Imagine telling a stewardess, what would you say?
Hi, I'm sorry, how's your day? The guy next to me is bleeping himself all over.
Was the plane full?
Yes! They're all completely full! Just move on. It was unbelievable!
Or stick a mask in there.
No, would you have confronted a senior citizen?
No, he would have known, sir, I need you to get up because I got to put a mask on because it stinks around.
No, why couldn't he have just gone to the bathroom? It's clear there was something up
there. God forbid.
He's old, and what are you going to do?
Then don't get on a plane.
I've lived my life, son. You hope that you get my age.
Yeah. Probably had a nice big breakfast.
Yeah, exactly. I had to pay the price because he had the old
chili for breakfast.
Yeah, he had the log cabin breakfast. Go ahead.
More prune juice.
Yeah, I had eggs
and
chili.
It was unreal.
I had the Coney omelet. You guys didn't have that?
But the fact
what's
that
the worst
he was,
that can happen?
Guys, the fact that he was tilting his ass.
Oh.
That means he knew.
Just go. Move
tilt
on.
Tilt is such an aggressive move for that situation.
Kenny, I swear to you, please, I beg of you. Let's just move it on.
That beats any of these I have left.
You just asked about the plane, and I'm like, well, now's as good a time as any.
Go ahead. All right. You meet a woman at the grocery store. You start talking. You hit it off pretty well. You exchange numbers and decide to meet up for dinner one night during the week. That's right. That's what you said.
Not who I thought you were going to pick. I thought it was going to be, I need you.
No. Go ahead. I'm listening.
The next day, you look at her business card and you Google her name. The top search results are all city council meeting notes where she is constantly attending and issuing complaints against her neighbors about garbage, lawn, property lines, etc.
So she's like an HOA board director.
Yes.
What's your question?
Is do you call it off?
No, run for the hills.
Is this person annoying or
gone? Gone. Absolute Karen behavior out.
Wait, can I ask a question again?
Yeah.
Roberto, she hot?
Yeah.
Well, I see no problem with it. Full speed ahead. Well, I mean,
she doesn't give you free cold cuts or
right,
anything.
I was going to say, Kenny, you're not the barometer. You stayed in a relationship with someone you hated because she gave you free ham. Yes, Jeff.
What do you got, Jeff? We're just going to do a ghosting situation. We're just going to completely move on, act like I moved away. Yeah.
Drop my
Absolutely
phone.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, there's no way. Right. It will never be worth it.
Either that or you just tell yourself this is a 2-week relationship. Mm. It doesn't go on past.
Now it's like Roberto's dream.
I'm back.
Let's go.
May or may not give your last name.
Quickly, do we have a third? I'm sorry I hijacked this. With
I tell her my name is Ron Mexico.
Okay, we're done.
Okay. The man you rent your apartment from asked you if you'd like to come over for dinner.
Kenny?
You really don't want to. The guy's very socially awkward and lives with his mother.
Kenny?
The guy has been very accommodating with the apartment for years. He doesn't even demand that you sign a lease agreement.
Kenny?
Do you feel obligated to go, or you see no reason to enter in a personal relationship with a landlord?
Kenny.
I'm suddenly the busiest person you've ever met. No. I got things on Saturday night. I got things on Sunday night. Kenny. I work all day. No. I got to get up early. Sorry, I just can't
I'm
swing
a red flag right here. I want to challenge that. Kenny, of all people.
Oh, yeah.
If he gets cornered, well, sure. what day do you want to? Why not?
The
why
landlord
not?
Will say, I'm available this weekend, next weekend, and then any other weekend you want to.
Like, well, you know, I'm busy at night. Good, because we're going to ask you to go over for breakfast.
In the morning, I got something going on then, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You would not do that.
Absolutely. Roberto is who you're thinking of. Me, I could do that. I can make up an excuse.
What do you mean, Roy Munson over here? All right. Jeff, any comment on this before we move on?
I would just be like Kenny and say my car broke down. It's just that easy.
Jeff from the top rope.
I got to miss all of March Madness. I had a great Thursday. Sitting around with no car.
Jeff
is just like Steph Curry.
That is cold. Wait, not only that, Jeff put the shot up and put the finger up and ran down the court.
Larry Bird in the 3-point contest just walking away.
I asked Kenny how much he had to pay the dealership to take his old car off his hands.
Yeah, that's where we're going.
You know what? What? You should not be talking.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Hey, listen,
we're just
I'm chromed
stop you
out.
Right there. Okay? I've seen the Chrome-mobile.
I've seen
the Chrome-mobile.
How many payments he got left on that thing?
Okay. Roberto, 108. That's who said it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.